Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference. All kinds of pictures, they can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're gonna let us play and advertise, that's probably gonna be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you wanna make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkward. XXX.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully, we'll see you online at Awkward. XX. So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like you kind of saw it in movies, you're like, oh, it's a penis pump, you know, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, you know, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, you know, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7. And I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player. And it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. Do 3 minutes of pumping, and then maybe 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before. So I know she can feel a difference. Y'all, it's fun. It feels pretty good. And I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. bathmatedirect.com/StephanieClassX.
Hey Jason, I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe, what do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the spicy pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, you know, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it, like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go. In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen, be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
let's get back to the show.
You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jason Klass, along with my wife, OnlyFans model and self-proclaimed awkward chick, Stephanie Klass. We're here to get the awkward stuff out of the way.
This podcast is a true representation of our journey through anxiety and learning to love sex. If any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you.
All right. Well, welcome to Awkward Pillow Talk. And now this is one of the coolest episodes that I think we've done because, you know, my favorite OnlyFans star is literally sitting on my bed with my wife. So, not trying to brag, but like, you know, if you knew me back in middle school playing the tuba, just look at me now, motherfuckers.
Oh, we do.
Oh, wait. Let me bring somebody that actually knew me while I was in middle school and played tuba onto the show real quick to go ahead and give me that cred. Hey, Candy Canes, how's it going?
Pretty good. I do so, remember
Cuba. We're super excited to have you because you're one of our favorite people because you are the most real person.
Yes.
You have not ever once like changed who you are because of somebody else's opinion of you. You were very just like in your face, like this is who the fuck I am. And I appreciate that's awesome. That's cool. So I think that's something that we obviously had strived to get to
right
at some point. And it seems like you've at least, outwardly got it figured out. So I'm not sure what's going on in your fucking head, but that's none of my business.
It's a dumpster fire. Same in mine. So,
We got to do some cool shit today though, right?
Yeah.
We got to do, we took the drone up and did a little like cool photography in the pool.
Yep.
What else did we do?
We just did the mukbang.
Yeah, we did hot dog mukbangs.
Yep. And then we went on, live earlier.
Yep. We did a TikTok live. I haven't been to TikTok live in a very long time. We did super soakers with, our white shirts. Very 4th of July patriotic of us.
Yes.
Yep. And I'm not sure if you remember that, Candy.
I do.
But I sent you all a message. I saw you and I was like, I'm going to fucking nip this shit in the
You're
butt.
You're like, head on.
Because I know they saw me and I saw them. So I'm just going to be like, hey, what's up?
Yep. I told
like,
her.
I see you. I see it.
They're
so,
on the
you know,
apps and they're garbage.
Yeah.
Oh no.
There's a weird leg.
Oh well, I know.
How do we fix it?
Let's pause for a second. I'm gonna hit stop real quick, and I want to listen back to this to make sure that we're not getting that echo coming back through.
Because we had that happen one time.
I don't even know where we
were.
We were talking about guys that were scared of guys that like only watch lesbian porn.
Oh, right. Okay.
And what's the mindset of the guy that only watches lesbian porn? Is it that they're scared of another penis? Are they intimidated by it?
Or are you questioning your sexuality a little bit?
Or are you just curious? Who knows?
Because, okay, also, so we know a lot of people watch porn because it's the idea of fantasy, right? It's something that you would never be able to do. Like, I want to watch anal porn because I'm not into anal, but it's like the fantasy, right?
Right.
So you're watching lesbian on lesbian porn because you're not a woman, so you can't have lesbian sex. But for that to be the only thing you can get off on, you have to have some type of insecurity about men to not want to watch a woman have pleasure and get fucked, right? Now, if you're only watching, like, solo porn, I feel like that could be a little different, right? Because yeah. It's just a single woman pleasing herself.
Right.
But just specifically only like lesbian porn, I feel like maybe you're questioning yourself a little bit. You're intimidated by it for sure.
Now, don't get me wrong. We've made some lesbian porn that has been incredible. That I think,
everybody.
Sexuality.
Everybody needs to watch lesbian porn at least once, okay? Do it.
But
specifically,
lesbian porn.
Right.
That is not
there
viable.
Has to be little
because there's really not enough to survive off of first off.
No.
But
not good.
Not good.
Not good. Because a lot of it you can tell they're faking. You can tell they're faking.
That is actually the worst.
Right. I feel like lesbian porn that's fake is worse than boy girl porn that's fake. Yeah. That's just me.
Yeah. I do feel like it's easier to tell when the lesbians are faking.
their pussies will literally be bone dry and they're like rubbing them. I'm like, ooh, that's like
start a fire. Like, watch out.
In an Indian rug burn.
Yes.
And, you know, like the sticks to the s'more ready to go. Ooh.
Anyways.
Just had like this mental image of like a fire starting.
Go to the fire department.
Oh my god. We need the hose.
Where's the squirter when you need him?
Right, like we need.
Okay. So, where do we even go from there?
But.
Okay,
it's gone?
Nope, I'll come up with it in a second. Just need another hit of weed.
Go for it.
That always helps.
That always helps. It doesn't get you off track at all. Yeah.
So, I don't know anything about you. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's see. So, I've been doing this for, like, since, like, 2020, like, the end of 2020. But I literally have taken a hiatus, like, every single year because I just get so burnt out that I'm, like, I can't. Basically, summertime comes around and I'm, like, I'm not available. I'm sorry, I'm just not here. But this year, I'm, like, sticking with it. I've actually been really inspired by Jason and Stephanie to, like, kind of push myself a little bit more, and I've actually this time feels a lot different. I feel like I'm like really getting in more to a groove. It's been a lot of fun, but
camaraderie, you know, like the community.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. It really helps when you have like people that you can just like even just like chat like this about just like the regular, you know, stuff that's not even necessarily like the business side or anything like that, but like just being able to have these conversations with people is so nice, and you kind of feel like you can be a little bit, you can let that side of yourself out a little bit more.
Awesome.
Hold on 1 second. We're getting the repeating echoes.
Can you hear it on your end, or is it just us?
What's that? It's going to be fine because, again, it's recording directly to her phone still. So it should be okay. I just want to give it a second to like finish like
stuttering. Right, we can't overcut her.
Back up on your shit.
Okay.
All right, go ahead now.
Yeah, we were actually talking about that earlier. Like, in my personal life, I have absolutely no one. Like, sex is still so taboo in the normal world. So I have absolutely no one. Like, I could have the funniest story about a client or the day that I had at work, and I have no one to tell it to. Luckily, I have a partner, but, like, he's living it with me. So, I mean,
he's
I can't be like, oh, remember this happened? And he's be like, yeah, of course I
do
remember.
That all the time. I'm like, hey, Jason, you remember that? I was there. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forget.
So yeah, it is nice to even just have like a little community, even if it's just two or three people that you can just be like, oh my God, look at this asshole. This was so funny. What do I do about this? Cause people who are self-employed in normal jobs, like a restaurant or, you know, tax accountant, like they have
retail,
people,
whatever.
Right. They have people they can talk to because people have those jobs. Right. How do you find sex workers that are willing to be friends with you, because most people are in this industry and they just want to make their money and go about their day.
Right, keep their head down and just keep going. And so,
right.
Like, for us, like, when we finally told everybody, like, I know you, like, reached out and was like, yes, like, you know, the
By the way, we called it, like, well ahead that you were going to be, like, number 2 or 3.
On the, like, comments.
On the comment list. And we were like, we already know she's cool.
Right, so. She's got our back. Even if nobody else does, we knew.
We appreciate the predictability.
Right. But, like, it was nice that it was, like, out there to the point where it was, like, okay, we're coming out and, like, telling everybody, and we knew that, like, people were going to be there. And, like, I've had other people reach out and be, like, hey, this is really awesome. Or, like, hey, I'd love to, like, learn a little more or whatever. And you're, like, cool. Like, there are people that I know, like, in real life that I can like shoot the shit with, and whether it's about the sex worker stuff or just things in general, and you can mix them, whatever. And it's awesome to like have that like camaraderie, I guess, if you will. So
I feel like you've had more success with that than I have.
Yeah.
I try to reach out to my friends and make a, you know, like a funny like scenario, like, what is it? Like, so essentially like you coming to my house, right, we can compare that to, like, have you ever heard the Bloodhound Gang song about Chasey Lane?
I have.
It's an old song, But it's basically like this dude is writing a letter, right, to his favorite porn star. And he's like, hey, come on, come over to my house just so you can meet my mom and dad.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, mom and dad, this is Chasey. Chasey, this is my mom and dad. Now show them them titties.
Right.
That's the song, right?
It's funny.
So essentially I'm like, yeah, hey boys, I'm cleaning the house because, you know, my favorite porn star is coming over to my house. You know?
Scrubbing the floors.
Right.
No response from either of those motherfuckers.
That feels crazy though, right? Because I feel like women are the ones who are usually like shunned upon. Their friends are like, ooh, this is so weird. Like, usually men are the ones who are like congratulating right. other men that
Zero
this is happening.
Effing response.
Gotta be some type. To me personally, that feels like some type of like jealousy or envy.
I don't know.
Yeah, I could be wrong. Obviously, I don't know the people in your right. life, but like just in general, that gives me some type of like jealousy vibes. Because like even if it's just like a yeah, bro, like good for
awesome,
you,
awesome, right?
And that's what I would be for anything.
No, but then like I remember I texted you that one day. I was like, dude, I have nobody to tell this to. I was like, I've got to tell you. And I was like, tell me if I'm being annoying. But I was like, yes, like, and you were like, all for it. I'm like, that's what I needed.
That's
it was
what
like
you
that,
need.
Like
even if it's not genuine, like
right,
it doesn't
like, whatever.
Matter,
but like I don't have anybody to tell it to. I'm like, I know you know.
Changes
so, like,
everything.
I'm gonna start texting G my fucking right. Victories from now on. We're like, bro, two unicorns. 3 days.
He'd be like, damn, you're living my dream, man.
But like he texted that to his friends and nothing. But so damn. I was like, I texted you and I was like, I just need to like two unicorns within 2 days. Yes.
I was genuinely happy for you guys.
But they were like unexpected too, which was like the cool thing. It wasn't like we planned it. It was just like they were both just
my fucking Tinder game is just fucking fire. The dad bot and Abby. Of course, Abby's in my Tinder profile.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, there you go.
So she
makes her debut.
You guys really find your unicorns on Tinder?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's just our location, but like, no.
No, we had a girl drive over an hour.
Is it me?
She's already like a quarter of the way back to her house.
Would she imagine that she was 2 miles away?
But
she
lived
50 miles away, and then I turned her on so much, she doubled back.
I think it's me, guys.
No,
I need your game.
This was all before 9 o'clock in the morning.
And it was just like, what the fuck?
Wow.
It's like, I haven't even
so I
finished
snuck her into the side gate.
Like we were teenagers.
And we told the other people in our house, hey, we have an interview. You need to stay over on the other side of the house.
Go away.
And like 3 minutes of her being in the house. And we were like, well, you're here for the same reason that we're here.
Let's just do it.
Let's do this. And she's like, yep. And it's one of the best fucking threesomes we've ever had.
Right. And we didn't even film it. Like, that's what she didn't.
I tried.
That's cool, though.
Yeah. She would
have cleaned
up.
That's cool.
She was just like, I don't know, maybe not. And we're like,
I don't blame her.
So we're like, damn. Like, that would have been a good video.
Hey,
she was like, I'm open to it because she's a bartender.
Right.
She was
like, I don't have anything.
How much of your reputation's really on the line? If anything, people are going to finally be like, hell yeah, give me some drinks, girl.
Right.
Get
her more, you know.
Right.
You know, subs on her page, you know, just
both of the unicorns actually that we were with tried to fucking join in.
Yeah.
And they both the second one was less committed. She was kinda like on the fence, but the first one was like straight up, yeah, I'm doing it. Yeah. And like took an extra night of our time to talk about it.
Yep.
Wow.
And then decided it wasn't for her.
Yeah, failed. So.
I got it.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a whatever.
Mm.
It happens.
Yeah, no,
hey, at least she showed interest, though. You know?
Yeah. But
that's the other thing, though, is we weren't even trying to sell her on it.
Right, we
the
just told her.
The second one, I definitely was. But she said no, and I was like, oh,
yeah.
Right. We get still have fun.
But the first one, I was like, yeah, if there's ever something you're interested in, let me know. Definitely interest.
Yeah.
And like,
just for it not to work.
And then just started, like, digging in and, like, getting, like, me to, like, help her with marketing, kind of, like, marketing.
We came up with her name.
And I'm like, I'm not doing that shit again. Because, like,
yeah.
And then she bailed. And we're like, cool. So.
She sucked really good cock.
Maybe she could have been the Stegosaurus 2.0. The world may never know.
Could have been. Yeah. Who knows?
You never know.
You never know.
No one will ever know.
You know, it's, I don't know. This is cool. I like this.
Good vibes.
Yeah.
It's fun to find the community vibe. That's kind of our repeat thing. And it's fun just to have you guys around because it's like, I feel like you guys have probably been dry of like having you know, some sort
creative of creative juices.
Yeah, maybe. Being able to share it with like-minded people, you know what I mean? Just to like throw an idea out and be like, yeah, no, that makes sense, instead of being like, I have to like completely explain like the fucking psychology behind why this would be a cool thing to film.
Right.
You guys are just like, yeah, that makes sense.
Or just having no one at all to bounce it on. And then you're in your brain back and forth. Is this a good idea? Will this make me money? Maybe this will be the best thing I've ever done. Maybe it'll suck. That's the worst. And he, having my partner, like, that's just a, he's a second me. So sometimes it doesn't even help because I'm like, okay, well, we're too similar. Like, I need someone who's not us. Right. Sometimes you just need to hear it from someone who's not your other half.
Right.
Because it's just not the same, well, especially stuff like that.
That's what was important about you coming to visit us is, you know, for her to be able to see it from somebody other than me.
Right.
I can tell her shit all day long.
I get it.
She's just not.
And I know it's annoying for the men.
Yeah.
But
it makes sense. I've learned to accept it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't blame her for any part of anything. It's just who she is. She's wonderful. But I mean, yeah. I don't. Yeah. I forgot where I was going now because I gave you a compliment and then you started going like that and then I just forgot.
But do you have anybody like that you have other than, you know, your husband? Do you have anybody that you can bounce these things off to or vent or like?
But she got us now.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you got us, but like, other than that.
I do have like one or two other close friends that I've been friends with for a while that I actually met on TikTok and Discord.
Okay.
And so there's just two of them, just my two little friends. But yeah, like the same kind of thing. I one of them is a sex worker and one of them is just like a kinky person that I'm able to talk with. But either way, it's like great getting advice from both. And like you said, like getting new ideas, like when you just feel like tapped out and you're like, I don't know. I guess I'm just going to ride the dildo for like the 500th time. I don't know what to do today.
Right.
And then you can just hit them up and you're like, oh, fresh brain.
Well, when you have a group of people that you don't trust too, you feel like you can't share ideas because you're worried, is somebody going to steal my idea?
Like,
or is somebody going to make fun of my idea? You know?
Right.
And I think when you get a group of people that you trust that understand the industry, we're not going to make fun of any idea, but we can definitely help you probably maybe focus that idea a little more.
Or like, hey, if you tweak it like this, or if you do it like that.
That's what we need at times, is just being like, my mind is jumbled. I've got part of an image that I can like kind of get out there.
Then you'll like yell at me, or like, not like yell, but
let me talk it out with somebody else that kind of can maybe like.
You like word vomit things at me and like out of nowhere. And I'm like, what does this mean? He's like, write it down. I'm like, write what down? Like,
trust me.
And he's like, just write exactly what I say. And I'm like, all right, like, whatever. And then I do it. And then later I'm like, what does this mean? And you're like, I mean, like, I know, but like, I just don't know how to explain. I'm like, well, you don't. Like, how are we supposed to like
do this? ChatGPT has been crucial.
Yeah, ChatGPT does.
For like helping decode my mind.
It's so
really weird.
That is pretty
strange. I've got scripts out of like partial ideas like that. And I'm like,
that script that we sent you.
Yeah.
Like that was.
That is 100% exactly what I had in mind. And it was like,
I feel like we sent it to you too.
The big dick awareness.
Yeah,
I think you did.
Yeah. Okay. I was like, I thought we did.
We're gonna be coming to tap you on that here again in a minute.
Like not like literal minute, but like before they leave, we're gonna have
We're gonna need something from you.
Yeah. If so, that's some time. I mean, it doesn't have to be live or anything. So we'll send you it over.
I'm always here.
All right, well, is there anything else we're talking about? I feel like we hit some interesting things as far as like community and stuff.
Yeah,
is there anything
branding wise that you like, not branding wise, but like
trying to think of like when we
do you ask the questions?
Yeah, you asked the
question. I don't remember what the first question is. Oh, just do you?
Yeah.
And then
what kind?
Okay, so I have the awkward questions. We didn't do it with you the last time. We came up with them afterwards. So you ready for an awkward question?
Okay, yeah.
Do you watch porn?
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of porn do you watch?
Oh, my gosh. All kinds. Because I have ADHD.
When you go to church, you're like, what is your like go to like?
It can change over time.
Right. Like, yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be the same thing.
If you were to go on Pornhub and you're like, I am fucking rubbing one out right now. What is your search tonight on Pornhub?
So
let's not even say that. Let's not say that name.
We're not gonna say the name. We'll
cut that out. But you get my idea.
I normally I would type in Daddy Dirty Talk, but I'm looking specifically for solo guys silicone sex toy. Just like heavy breathing, dirty talking. That's what I like.
All right. Okay.
Now. It's like they get so into it when they're by themselves. They become so passionate and like it gets so breathy. I love it.
Okay.
Now, I know with like, okay, maybe not you guys, but like females typically I have found like audios versus like porn, right? So especially if you're into like solo male, if you've ever done like an app like Quinn or something, which is like specifically for creators who have sexy ass voices and the heavy breathing and all the sounds. Like if you ever want to,
Just like face it.
Oh,
I think
it turned
it
up.
Like face it up. Sorry.
No, you're good.
Like,
use your magnet.
Huh? Oh, that's fancy.
Oh, you weren't wrong about legs falling asleep.
Yeah, like I usually sit there and I feel like.
Oh, all the cracks and pops, ASMR. But yeah, like there's like specific apps and there's also like smut books, and it's specifically men, women too, that have a very nice speaking voice and they get into like the heavy breathing and the sex.
Damn it. Oh, was it dying?
Can I keep going or what? What do you want me to do?
You can keep going. Okay. You're fine. I'm going to grab the
charger. Or what about just taking this one?
And putting it in the middle. Okay.
Or, like, just plugging it in.
Because they're wireless, I guess?
Yeah, they can.
So then you plug it in to charge.
Charge either.
Yeah, right.
Like, you can go wireless.
Right. Those types of lights go really fast. Ooh, okay. Cool.
There it is.
Cool.
All right, cool.
So, I know the action of actually watching it's really hot, but if you ever want to check out, like, erotica audios, that's definitely a good thing. Good thing. So.
I need to look into that shit.
Honestly, there's a lot of money into it.
Yeah,
you
too. Yeah.
I tell him all the time, but he's like, you know, he's more creative than me, so I'm like, well, why don't you write scripts for me and yourself, and we can just sit down and record all day.
The most money I made was doing voice recordings talking about me jerking off to Taylor Swift.
I was to say, this is the second podcast we've talked about her now.
Yeah.
We're definitely
some dude had paid me a ton of money, and it was all talking about me being like, oh yeah, well, my boys went out, you know, they were out partying, but me, I just stayed home. It was just me and my poster of T-Swift, but nah, I didn't jerk off to the one they see. I have one behind the main poster. That one's just for me.
Making eye Taylor contact.
Poster. That was all, funny. Of course, from my mind. And the guy was just like, the guy was like, fuck yes.
It was.
There's a specific page.
So fucking much. It was ridiculous.
There's a specific page on the Black and Orange site that the woman, it's a couple, the woman will jerk the man off to the beat of a specific popular pop song. Okay. And they have like millions of followers.
Honestly,
I don't understand how they've gotten away with it for so long, because they have the
what'd you say?
You said honestly.
Oh, okay.
Anything else?
It sounded like it stuttered again. No. Okay. It sounded like it stuttered.
But yeah, they'll like have the music video like in the background too. So I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
But yeah, I guess people really like to jerk off to famous people, which is a little weird to me because I don't know how to feel about that. But it's a big thing. It's a really big thing.
Interesting. Yeah. I guess whatever works for you.
Right. You know, it's each your own.
Different strokes for different folks.
There you go. Quite literally. Nice.
All right. Well, I mean, I think this is good. Let's go ahead and get ask you. Go ahead, ask her for her information. That way, it comes through nice and clear.
So.
And ask her to tell us what to expect on her page too.
Yeah, if someone was going to come to your OnlyFans page, what would they see? Like, how much is your subscription? Like, what would they see to, when they do subscribe to you on your page or whatever?
So my OnlyFans is $5 a month, and I do kind of like a wide variety of stuff on my page. I kind of like to post a little bit of sometimes just lewd stuff, sometimes clothes stuff, sometimes full nude, just like to have a little fun. I try to drop full nudes pretty often, and just send out like videos kind of when I have the creativity flowing. But I like doing customs for people on there when they come up with like really fun ideas. Yeah. Like, I like to see how creative people are. Sometimes they get like some real good stuff, and I'm like, all right.
It can get wild, yeah. It's always fun to do custom stuff. Well, cool.
We know what you need to ask the creators from now on is what's the craziest custom they've done?
Yeah. That's a good one. So I guess
what's the craziest custom? Is that what you said?
Yeah, what's the craziest custom?
I mean, the crazy is obviously, you know. Let's keep it within the lines of, you know.
yeah. I was going to say. yeah.
Right.
Jeez. On OnlyFans, I feel like I don't really get that many super crazy ones. Mostly because I make people stay within the guidelines. I would say the most out there ones are definitely like just when they want me to be a little bit more like degrading or demeaning. When I get to be mean, really. When I get to like, but I get to go to the other side, and that's more, I guess, out there for a lot of people. It's more fun for me.
You can't imagine.
I can't imagine her being dominant or mean at all.
It's fun.
not the candy that I know. No.
Right. That's what makes it so fun, though. Because it's really her.
She's fucking perfect. She's perfect. She can be super dominant, and she owns her shit.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
She's perfect. You're looking for somebody that's going to, like, dom the fuck out of you?
She's your girl. Oh.
She's it.
You look like that type of lady. I like it. I like it.
Awesome. Well, we'll go ahead and end it here. We'll put your link and stuff down in the description.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I'll send you everything. And, well, you know, just keep talking to you just because that's what we do.
Because we like
it. Yeah, you get to stay in the group. Congratulations. Now you've been
initiated.
Yeah. You were just, I guess, a guest before. I don't know.
We just saw your message and we're like, no, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding.
Awesome. Well, it was good talking to you as always.
Yeah, thanks.
It was nice to officially meet you.
Yes, you too. Well,
you know.
One day,
yeah.
All right, hang tight with me as I hit stop on this.
All right.
Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, that's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining, and it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it, and hopefully we'll see you online at AwkwardXX. So, you know, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene.
Yeah.
You know, the Summer's Eve products, you know, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve.
Right.
Or Spring Blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, it's just straight up. That's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo, that was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
I was like, uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And, you know, you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself, too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
It works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to, you know, take away that natural
flavor,
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo-Hoo and use our discount code StephanieClassX and get yourself...
Hey, Jason, I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe. What do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the Spicy Pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, you know, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it? Like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go. In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen, be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
let's get back to the show.